Thanks, Mary. The balance sheets of large, systematically important banks with international operations run from Ireland have grown by as much as €200 billion since Britain's Brexit vote. That's according to a study by the Federation of International Banks Ireland. It means that Ireland saw the second biggest influx of assets from the UK, behind only Germany, and means the country is now the eighth largest international banking sector in the EU. Fiona Gallagher is chair of FIBI, as well as being chief executive officer of Wells Fargo Bank International. She joins me on the line now. Fiona, how much of this rise in assets is an accounting measure, or does it represent an actual shift in companies' activities to Ireland?
Good morning, Adam. So it represents a real shift of assets to Ireland, and that's because of the expansion as well as the establishment of new entities in Ireland as a result of Brexit. So we've seen large banking groups move some of their branches and therefore assets into Ireland. And as well as that, we've seen new banks establish their EU hubs from Ireland.
It's a sizable shift over the space of about 6 years. Has the sector been able to absorb that increase, or has it led to issues around areas like staffing or regulation?
Absolutely. So great question. And so one of the things we've seen is that we've seen some roles relocating into Ireland from some of the EU hubs. But as well as that, there's been a lot of focus in terms of upskilling, in terms of working alongside the government, in terms of new areas such as sustainable finance, technology, putting in place training. So the other thing I would say is it's been a gradual shift over the last few years. There wasn't a big bang post-Brexit. Instead, it was roles moving year by year. And to put it in context, we've seen the creation of about 9,000 roles over the last 5 years, about 3,000 of which have been due to Brexit.
Still plenty of bigger financial hubs in Europe, of course. What role then is Ireland playing within the wider European sector?
So we're focusing across the board. So whether it's been investment banking, risk management and investment services, but one of the great opportunities and unique opportunities for Ireland has been sustainable finance. Over 75% of the international banks in Ireland are actively involved in the implementation of sustainable finance from Ireland. What does that mean? It really means working with companies to help them transition to a low carbon economy, working with them to raise money for investments like new buildings, factories, new ways of doing work. And equally, we're working with investors who are looking to support this financing. And to put it in context from an Irish perspective, that's about 20 billion in terms of Irish investors looking at sustainable finance. And equally, we've seen about 70 billion of government financing across Europe, as well as 6 billion from the Irish state, and the international banks from their EU platforms in Ireland have really helped drive that business forward.
You talk in your report about making Ireland a hub for sustainable finance in Europe. How would that be achieved?
So it's about the whole industry coming together. So I mentioned before, we're working alongside the government in terms of putting in place new courses focused on sustainable finance, upskilling some of the workforce. But as well as that, it's working alongside those companies and those investors to really look at the new way of financing companies. So it'll be very important that we help transition those companies to the low carbon economy. And so that's about advisory. It's about raising bonds. It's about looking at new way of issuing loans. It's looking at ways that we build our houses. And so it's really everything from policy to framework to raising finance, as I said, both on the investor and company side.
Fiona Gallagher, chair of the Federation of International Banks Ireland, thank you very much for that. More business news at 8:30, but that's all for now.